When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, hunting, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time, and news we failed to mention, all coming up right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
What if Ozzy was ordering a pizza? So at first we were going to have Dean, our producer, do his famous Ozzy voice. Mm-hmm. But then clear heads prevailed and we decided to actually have Ozzy by taking actual parts of the interview.
Right.
And then intercutting them with Mike Mark from our staff pretending to be the pizza delivery. So this is actually Ozzy's voice. Is that clear enough that I may? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Paparazzi Pizza, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Okay.
They're allowing me to go on. And we just got to the Mad Monk.
Meat lover?
Right.
Yeah, going to be about 45 minutes.
Well. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's our annual Thanksgiving Eve show. We're going to have a...
Are we having a dinner?
We're going to hunt and kill a turkey coming up here very, very soon.
Cool.
I think next hour. It's going to go out in the side yard here and...
Got a letter here from Aaron.
Put an arrow right through its head.
In Shelby, Ohio.
Hi, Aaron. Right.
He experienced what I did. He goes, yes. We go pheasant hunting the week of Thanksgiving. You normally have a pile of buckshot beside your plate when you're done eating.
Sure you do.
Sorry to ruin your day, chick. Tom is right. I'm telling you, I almost broke a tooth biting down on a piece of buckshot.
Why don't you use a bullet that's, not
more efficient?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about a single bullet?
Really?
How about a high-powered rifle from up on a hill?
Speaking of November 22nd.
About 150 yards.
Huh? Wait a second. Hang on a second. November 22nd?
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, that's right. Today's the 60th anniversary of...
You want to try
that.
Triangulate the fires. What you want to do, Tom?
That's sad.
I can't think of anything more upsetting than...
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Wait
a minute. I saw a flash of light on hers.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
It's my favorite tie you wear. It's the rubber duck tie.
So
we've
cute.
We've been joined by the formerly sick Jeff Oskey.
I'm back, baby!
Yeah!
Yeah, he is.
What do we got here, Jeff?
We give you a lot of the news each week, but we don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
As you, we've talked about for a couple weeks now, two female astronauts on a spacewalk lost a toolkit that is visible in the sky via binoculars. What you failed to mention, according to my binoculars, the two female co-eds in the condo behind my house look to have lost their tops the other week.
I can see that. The naked, that the naked eye, you see.
That's right. No, I had binoculars. A bride threw her husband a surprise wedding reception at the local Waffle House. What you failed to mention... his hash browns weren't the only thing smothered and covered that night. 17th century Italians used marijuana. We learned that. Well, you failed to mention, and that's why the 17th century is known as the Stoned Age.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Stoned Age.
I just made it up. Facts. Some dude somewhere set a new world record for the most chopsticks in one's beard. What you failed to mention, I'm still holding down the record for the most crumbs.
Yeah. You got stuff in there you're not even aware of.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's a goldfish from 2 years ago.
Chop suey in there.
There's a new pap smear beer, which is exactly what you think it is. What you failed to mention, and just like a real pap smear, no one is looking forward to it.
No.
Boy, you'd have to love her a lot, wouldn't you? My gosh.
Oh man.
Boy, okay.
A man brought home a snake from a hike that he thought wasn't dangerous, but it was, and now he's in the hospital. what you failed to mention, worst thing I ever brought home from a hike was poison ivy on my groin.
Ooh. What were you doing out there?
Right there on peeing
on a tree.
Do his own thing.
Yeah.
In his own time. That's right. Yeah.
And that's why I'm no longer allowed at parks. we learn that brandy old fashioned is the official drink of Wisconsin. What you failed to mention, which explains their three-letter state abbreviation at the time, was OWI. OWI.
Operating while intoxicated.
Yeah, they shortened it to WI. They thought it gave the state a bad name.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Remember the good old days of three-letter abbreviations? I'm sick. I've been sick.
He's been sick. He's been off. And I want to point out that Ace has yet to write him any material. Yeah. So what do you expect?
Still waiting.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, still waiting for your Highlights magazine to show up. scientists discovered an asteroid that has its own moon. What you failed to mention, that is what's known in astrology as the Dingleberry Moon. Dingleberry Moon. Speaking of astrology, Saturn's rings are going to disappear. What you failed to mention, so will the ones around Uranus with a little soap and warm water.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Oh, like we're getting close to the end, and like a Chilean miner, I've never been happier to see the light. The movie chain Cinemark will now deliver concessions to your home. What you failed to mention, for an extra $20, they'll pre-drill the bottom of the popcorn bucket for you.
Oh!
Can you imagine trying that trick at home?
At home.
Yeah, I tried it with a bag of microwave popcorn. You want to wait for that stuff to cool.
Yeah, I bet.
You think the poison ivy was bad.
Yeah.
Really when you get hot butter dick, that is rough.
Yeah,
hot especially butter dick. Especially when you add salt to it. Yikes.
Yeah. Watch the salt. And finally, we learned people are dropping deuces while waiting in line at Disney. What you failed to mention, worst part, they can't keep Pluto from rolling in it. I'm Jeff Oskin. This has been the news.
Jeff Oskin.
Pluto's a dog, Tom.
You see, okay, yeah. Very good. Thank you, yeah. Pluto. Another way sexy time works is you write those love letters and things.
Hello, Allie, are you there to get him to stop talking? Is that a problem? Hello?
Things that may be going wrong in your love life. we're here to help.
This day's going great.
We're gonna hook up with Alec. By the way,
yeah,
we did have an issue with
hello.
We got her. The room getting the door locked.
There she is.
There's Allie Breen.
Hi, Allie. Kidnapped? Allie. What's going on?
I'm in a hotel and I'm having tech problems. My mic wouldn't work, so I'm just leaning into my speakerphone and seeing if this works.
Okay. Yeah. And where are you in a hotel room?
in Atlanta. I'm visiting the family, but I'm not staying with them until Thanksgiving night.
Ah,
I don't blame them.
That's a good idea.
Anyway.
Now, Allie, we can hear you okay. We can see you. You look great, of course. And it's time now for sexy time. What have you got for us?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend brought her friend home for a threesome. She has hooked up with her on her own before. We talked about it, and then we finally did it. And then I saw the girl again without her, and she's coming unglued. Am I wrong? She initiated us getting together and now wants to break up and says I cheated on her. But she meets her alone herself. So how is this different?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
Just go ahead and break up with her.
She and her girlfriend have a thing.
Right.
And then they brought him in. And now he's seeing the girlfriend with a thing, too.
Okay.
But she's upset about it.
And she's already seeing him on her own. She's seeing her on her own.
Right. So it's like... Yeah.
So it's like you just keep hooking up with the other girl and then break up with your current girlfriend.
And then make them break up, and then you've made the switch.
Oh,
there it is.
Too many Christmas presents to buy. Pick one and get out.
No kidding.
Is that how you look at it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like he was the third as opposed to being in the relationship. Does that sound right, Allie?
Hooking up with the girl first.
Kind of, but it sounds like that wasn't a relationship. Like, that was, like, a college. Like, we did this for fun a couple times. Now let's bring you in to my relationship is what I think. But you can make the argument, yeah, that they were first, and he's the threesome guy.
I don't think there are any hard and fast rules here.
I don't either.
Yeah,
you've got to have rules, do you have? Chaos, yeah. That's right, and okay. That's what we have.
What would your three-way rules be?
Well, no kissing.
Okay.
fully clothed?
Always fully clothed except the bottoms.
Uh-huh.
And Bert Kampfert must be playing on the stereo. And I think you have some Bert Kampfert over there.
I'm not sure.
That's
a tall order.
What's the next letter, Allie? Yeah.
Okay. Took care of that.
Okay, next.
Dear Allie, I am married 10 years with 2 kids. My wife has gained at least 50 pounds since we got married.
What a hog! Good God.
Oh my God.
I haven't had much sex with her since she put on these pounds. She caught me pledging myself to porn and said that she considers that cheating. I'm married Naomi Campbell, and now she looks more like Earl Campbell. Is this really?
She's doing jokes.
If nothing else, I admire the jokes.
But Earl Campbell, one of the top 5 running backs in the NFL.
Yeah.
And Naomi Campbell.
Very pretty lady. Yes.
I'm sorry. There's two issues here, then, it would seem to me.
I can't think of any other better day than on Thanksgiving Day to cut that string and let that balloon, that fat balloon, sail away.
They have 2 children, Chuck.
Well, this is getting big.
Wednesdays and every other weekend.
So there's two issues here. Am I correct? If I heard this, she's upset that he's viewing erotic cinema. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and then he's upset that she doesn't want to have relations with him. Is that correct? Or is
he might not want to have relations with her, maybe she's saying, why don't we just have sex and you don't have to watch porn? And he's like,
she got too fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
this is kind of a black and white problem. It's pretty simple, Tom. What would you do if somebody got too fat for you?
Bring salad home.
Good God.
Pat's got it all solved. Hey, baby, I'm going to have some pizza. Your salad's in the fridge. Take off your pants.
I tell you what, Chunkles, here's what we're going to do. Yeah, have a salad.
Now, this is a rough thing.
There's some fine new weight loss pharmaceuticals going on the market.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. You may want to tantalize her with one of those.
Why don't you have sex with her so she can burn some calories? I don't know why you're not like trying to do things together.
Yeah.
Watch the porn together. It's not cheating if you watch porn.
Well,
masturbate.
Sounds like the only thing they can do is watch TV.
Yeah.
He can't get close enough to her to do anything else.
Yeah. 50 pounds.
Maybe, maybe get some donuts and porn and sit her down.
That's right.
We are horrible.
Good rubber
now,
belly.
Tom, put some donuts around your shaft. See what happens. Okay?
Gobble that right up.
There's a contest.
Gobble that right up.
Yeah, there's a contest. How many standard size donuts can you get around the thing?
There it is.
And then how many can she eat off it?
Sadly, she can eat six, but he can only get two around.
These donuts need some icing.
I think we've once again done no help. Allie Breen is our guest. You can reach her, Allibreen. Allie is a stand-up comedian, and any social media platform should link you to Allie.
50 pounds. What
do we have another letter? I hope to God.
I have been dating a guy for the last 2 years. It hasn't been exclusive, but we do see each other regularly and we have great times. I just found out, however, that he's actively dating 5 other women.
Oh!
Wow. When I confronted him, he said, well, we both knew we weren't exclusive. But am I crazy? Doesn't dating 5 people at the same time put up a serious red flag? What? Plus, now more blood diseases. We use protection, but not during oral. Should I be worried? I feel like I need to wear a hazmat suit.
Well, first of all, no one likes protection during oral. That's kind of silly.
Yeah, there's not a big run on the dental dam.
Or the rubber BJ.
And where are the dental dams? Oh, they're in aisle 7. They're on sale. They're in the end cap.
He's seeing 5 other people, so he's organized.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
He can work a schedule.
I say you should be lucky to be one of the 5.
He's got CFO written all over him.
Yes.
He's got a big future.
Damn right.
Day planner.
Hey, you know, if she knew this going in, I don't know what she's so surprised if this guy said we're not exclusive.
Yeah, she didn't get fat, did she?
She gave 50 pounds. That's the last letter.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Get out. Depends on what she up, right?
No, it just depends on what she wants. If it's working, I mess it up. Yeah. I mean.
But the whole time she's going to be thinking, well, what'd you do with Susie? What about with Queenie?
That's the last thing you can do is worry about who he's pounding when he's not with you. Okay? Don't even think of it.
By the way, did he tell you that he'll be by for Thanksgiving at exactly 11:14? And he's got to leave at 12:10. Thank you, Pat.
And he's got 8 minutes of that.
Yeah.
That's pure coitus. And so that's all he's got.
He's got you penciled in.
Yes, and then he's going to leave his car running and back it in so he can get out quickly.
And you have to cancel. It's going to be another 2 weeks before you can fit
you
in.
I can't fit you in.
We've solved
what
that
a
one.
Guy.
We have time for one more letter,
one
Allie.
One more success.
What have you got?
Dear Allie, my husband offered for us to host Thanksgiving, but so far he's done 0 shopping, 0 cooking, and 0 cleaning.
Attaboy.
So he volunteered me to do all those things.
Exactly.
He works full-time, and I work part-time from home, and we have 1 child. He says that I'm the one who has time to do all this stuff, but I'm the one raising his kid and keeping up his home. I'm
Jesus. It's his kid, Tom.
His kid.
I'll tell you what, Allie, I was just reading an article about this. More and more Americans are going out for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's lots of restaurants that have Thanksgiving specials. I would recommend that Mr. Hardworking get out his Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Diners Club and take everybody out to dinner. So this hardworking mother of a 1-year-old who has better things to do than worry about all the stress that Thanksgiving brings, go out for dinner. That's what I would do.
I totally agree. Or at least order one of those. Can't you just order from
Yes.
Yeah. There's
also
whole meal.
Tons of places that are doing to go.
But in her defense, and you know this, you're hosting, there's a lot more to it than just the cooking. It's the cleaning and the organizing and the decorating and the.
I have dishpan hands. I've been washing dishes for 3 days.
It's a lot to host.
There's a simple solution, especially if this guy doesn't want to do any of the work.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with a baby. Come on. That's way too much to ask. She could always do the old Lysistrata bit and say, no nookie, no washy. What is it? No washy,
no washy, no nookie.
No washy, no nookie.
Yeah.
Which is what?
No.
Wasn't that Lysistrata?
Like
that wasn't
that.
The Greeks?
I think
was it Confucius?
You're confusing that with some dry cleaner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Lysistrata dry cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. Your accent.
It's a Greek reference, ladies and gentlemen. The benefits of a classical education. Allie, I hope you have a great time in Atlanta with the various members of your family. Who's going to be at the dinner table for Thanksgiving?
It's going to be my, you know, me, my sister, her family, the kids, and then my brother-in-law's parents and one of his brothers. So it's going to be a bunch of us.
Did you bring your boyfriend?
No, he's with his family this year.
Is he?
Mm. Now, did he ask you to come with him?
Yeah, we decided to go separately this year. This is a first.
Well, it's probably best to ease right out.
Yeah.
Are you going to put, what do you put on your plate? Like a tablespoon of cranberry sauce and
half a carrot?
I'm going big.
You're going to go big?
I won't eat all day. I'll have a nice big Thanksgiving dinner. I don't love the turkey. Everything else is amazing, though. Mm-hmm. I'll go big on stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. Thank you, the lovely Allie Breen. Always a great pleasure, Allie. Good
Happy
job.
Happy Thanksgiving, Allie.
Thanksgiving.
Bye. See you, Allie.
Well worth it.
Yeah, that was good.
We certainly helped a lot of people.
Yes, we did.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.